Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using apronyl and norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And hour number two on Thursdays, we have Gary Richard Arnold, who's the brilliant genius and knowledge of all the players, all the deep state agents, their names, their special organizations, the infiltration of the United Nations and the PNAC and the world, people like the Council on Foreign Relations and Bilderbergers. He has all the names of places. And we have a lot of issues to cover today. The first three or four that I want to throw out and see what your response is. Number one, the announcement of Biden. Number two, the Kim and the North Korean summit with Putin, who's at nuclear arms in their throat. Number three, the crazy comments by people like Bernie Sanders Claus and Kamala Harris, suggesting that criminals like the Boston Marathon bomber should have the right to vote. You know, you want to have a psychotic criminal voting for your next president? I don't think so. Now, I don't mind the idea of minor felons, even in prison voting. If it's a minor crime, you know, shoplifting, things like that. I think that even relatively more serious or middle-range crimes, they shouldn't be able to vote, but they should have a kind of a waiting period of maybe 5 years after they're out to make sure they don't reoffend. So if they commit some kind of middle-range crime, they shouldn't be able to vote either. Only kind of the lightest crimes like, you know, possession of marijuana, things like that. I think that what we have is we have craziness on the part of the Democrats, and I was actually hoping to have a better dialogue, so people like Bernie Sanders Claus, my son's actually having a little seminar, use our giant screen TV to have some Bernie supporters come to our home to kind of watch his Bernie's presentation, but the Democrats are not even providing a good opposition to Trump. I'm disturbed. I want to see dialogue, and in fact, I'm trying to get Bernie Sanders on my show and other Democrats. I tried to get Ilhan Omar, although it's near damned impossible because her phone's jammed up and she only accepts even contacts from people in her own district. What are the key issues you're following, Gary?
Well, I see most of the noise out there avoiding the border. I don't see the border being taken care of. I mean, the numbers that are matriculating and getting through the border are enough, really, for any fifth column, that's already exists here, to use those assets in a very violent and terrible overthrow. And again, the controls and the setup by the councils of government can be activated at any one particular time. California is totally ready to institute parallel government.
The council of government basically is small local governments. They're basically arms of the United Nations and global government. Now, here's my solution. I want to hear your response to what Trump should do. And it goes all the way up to martial law. The first thing you should do is send the troops with armaments to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. Right? Remember, there was apparently an incursion by some Mexican armed troops that crossed the border and weren't sure where they were. They were actually on the American side below a fence, and they actually tried to disarm two American security people that were working for our border control. Big mistake. And luckily, that didn't inflame into somebody getting shot or killed. Second thing I think Trump should do is he's making good policy that he's not going to allow people to apply for asylum unless it comes through port entry. I would actually change it to even make it more difficult. I'd say you don't get to apply for asylum until you apply from the country of origin. No more application for asylum unless you apply from there. The Flores decision I would suspend, and I'll put an executive order saying that we want to return people to bus them to their home country, which we'll do. There's a big 10,000-person super caravan coming up. I think that the Mexican government has to be held to task. The simple solution to that is this. Any goods coming across the Mexican border, if they won't collaborate with us, are going to have an immediate tariff. We're not going to stop the movement, but we're going to tariff them the hell out of them. And they'll be paying giant taxes unless they actually collaborate. And this will make the socialist new president of Mexico behave himself. I think that we need to send our troops in to start killing the drug cartels in Central and South America because Central and South America is run as proxies of the SAD, or Special Activity Division, of the CIA. People don't know this, that the Sinaloa cartel and all the cartels running Mexico and Central America and even over in Afghanistan with the Taliban are all run as arms of the CIA Special Division called SAD, the 17th agency referred to by Hillary Clinton. And the reason is they take that $2 trillion and they hide it into weird projects like deep underground bases. I was a doctor for John Fiala, who is Phil Schneider's buddy, who actually runs the underground sodium-cooled nuclear reactor cooling tunneling machines. There were great underground bases, and there's two types of cities. One was matrix cities, where they tunneled back and forth at up to 7 to 11 miles per day back in the mid-90s. Now they're faster even, and they have up to greater than 120 feet across the rock face, so they can actually create a matrix city. The other is actually the most popular one they have are dormant magma domes, because when the Earth moves the crust, these magma domes going back millions of years are dormant, anywhere between 4 and 12 cubic miles in size. And they actually like to build cities inside them, usually at a distance of 1.5 to 4 or 5 miles below ground. And they connect them with high-speed maglev tunnels. The maglev train system's all over the world right now. George Bush Sr. finished it with Project Omega in the early 1980s. This is all, by the way, extremely classified. You'll not find any other sources other than Daigle on this, and I know from my sources inside the intel agencies as well as special sources that contact me and Supernatural. So I have all three agree with the same information, and I know it's true. Now, what we have is a situation where North Korea is not going to make any deals because it basically the rocket systems, which were just upgraded in the last few months from Russia, are now even more deadly and dangerous. They have 15 missiles, but they're basically Russian missiles that have been moved to North Korea. The rocket systems, the guidance systems, and everything are completely Russian. So Putin is a criminal. He has nuclear missiles that are hypersonic cruise aimed at our throat from La Chila Island and Punta Huerta in Nicaragua. Trump's doing nothing about it. I would immediately do an embargo against not only Iranian oil, but also against Venezuelan oil. So no U.S. or U.S. allied country could actually process that oil. I would blockade any oil coming through to Cuba, because Cuba has 46,000 troops, including the private guard around Maduro. And I would actually seize the bank accounts of Mr. Vladimir Putin and all the oligarchs that are working with him around the world, including the largest manufacturer of aluminum on the planet is a Russian. I would also seize all the bank accounts of the fentanyl, because, by the way, the toxic drugs that are coming in are not OxyContin. It's Chinese fentanyl coming through the Mexican border with the cartels bringing that across. And it's also use of heroin, which is coming across from Central and South America directly under the control of the SAD, because they have alliances with these cartels. So people don't know that Trump has a lot of cleaning out to do of his own government. The Huber and the Horowitz reports are going to come out in May or June. And when they do, Mr. Barr is starting investigating the investigators, and I believe that that is going to start causing people to do the perp walk. You're going to see them all the way up to Obama, and the Department of Justice are actually going to be charged with crimes against the state, and you're going to start seeing major charges of even the ex-president Obama. He's a criminal. Right?
Well, I sure hope people will operate on the truth of the matter. I'm not so sure. The communications are so separated and layered between the truth and what they receive.
Let me correct that. The actual statements of Lisa Strzok and Page actually blamed it went right up to Brock. If you listen to Dan Bongino, who I've tried to contact too to get him on the show, he's a former security officer, worked for the president. This guy's a genius. He should be. He should be a major producer over in Fox News. He's on there periodically as an intel expert. But the fact is, he's quoting the thing's facts. There's no wavering on this. This is as plain as the nose in your face. You don't have to actually look at different shades of truth or whatever. The open documents that are even in the news media now make it very plain, without any wavering whatsoever, that Barack Obama and the Department of Justice, including the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton to try to see if he could intervene, and the hiring of the Five Eyes people, including Steele and the Minister of Australia, all indicates the British intel agencies. In fact, Trump is, before he goes to visit Britain, he's actually accused the British of directly being behind it, because he knows that's the truth. He doesn't just have alternative.
Actually, he had good coaching from Roy Cohn, who was Senator Joseph McCarthy's assistant on a lot of his hearings. And so, you know, they did discover, you know, where communism was coming from, at least towards the end, and that's why they offed Senator Joseph McCarthy. But the intelligence agencies have been the source of all of these drugs. And when you read General Smedley Butler, he says, you know, I was a thug. I was part of a crime syndicate for United Fruit Company, for Standard Oil. And he goes on and on with all the different so-called interventions throughout the Americas that were done, you know, by the Wall Street, conspiracies. And then, of course, Sutton reaffirmed that with his, you know, high degree of research and intelligence with the Wall Street and the Bolsheviks and Wall Street and Hitler and Wall Street and FDR, I think it is. But and then we had the uncovering of Skull and Bones, which shows that, hell, a very founder, William Russell, was involved with drugs to China, et cetera. So these, the drugs have to be, taken care of. They're hurting our families. I think everybody's family has been injured by these drugs that are being brought now.
It's the same parties that were involved with the drug trade that caused the fall of China to create the situation where Hong Kong became a protectorate of Britain for 100 years. It's the same people. It's the same agencies.
Oh,
it's the same.
Exactly. And then
controls.
Right under, you know, Red Ronnie, we had Caspar Weinberger's right-hand man, Richard Armitage. And after he was exposed by Khun Sa out of the Golden Triangle, he was moved over to Afghanistan. I mean, these guys don't even care that the truth gets out. And our problem is multiplying that truth to more people that, you know, are tuning into the network. So that's a problem. The information in there, it's verifiable for people out there.
Right.
They need to create their own libraries and create their own spider hole for survival, and then expand that to your family and your friends, your churches, and the organizations you belong to.
Right.
Stop the groupthink. Penetrate that groupthink with facts, which will, you know, like one of those commercials for Dawn. You know, you put a few drops of truth in there, and it'll help dissolve all that grease and lies. But the truth, you know, a little bit of light, you know, takes out the darkness right away.
I want you to kind of analyze what solutions you think are present for North Korea, for the border, whatever. You know, I honestly think that there is no situation that I cannot provide an immediate solution or a logical way to approach to find a solution. Their biggest problem is we need to contact directly to Donald Trump. We need to actually have a mano-a-mano talk with him every week. His advisors around him are idiots or globalists or plain Satanists. And Trump is a smart man, but he's not a genius. And he's tough. He's tolerated a lot more than I would tolerate. What I would do, if necessary, if I had to, I'd declare right up to martial law. I'd also declare that the current witch hunt that's going on for getting his taxes and to force everybody to do subpoenas in front of Congress is not something based on the law or any kind of action that Trump did to justify it. I think it's based on the idea of using it as a political witch hunt, which is how the Democrats basically took the House back by the witch hunt supported by the media over the last 2 years. The House would not be Democrat right now, and under Nancy Pelosi, if it wasn't for the scamtastic effect of people believing the lie that Trump was involved with colluding with Russians. And nothing could be further from the fact. If you look at the facts, Russia is in dire straits right now because they would love to have Hillary Clinton in there because they got Uranium-1 and everything from with the Russians under Hillary, and they even gave giant settlements to Bill Clinton to do lectures in Russia. So what's your comments?
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's the whole history. I mean, look at Leon Panetta with his with all his Russian stuff. You know, most favored nation treaty status and the Panama Canal. You can go right on down the line. And of course, the Republican Party has been heavily penetrated. We talk about Biden running for president. He and his son Hunter, you know, are deeply involved with contracts with communist China, just as the head of the United States Republican Senate, Mitch McConnell, is. So, I mean, we're getting our ears boxed from both sides. The closest we can get to some of this stuff is One America News and one or two people on.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Welcome back. So, Gary, in terms of all these issues, I think Trump is not being Trumpian enough. I think he's actually starting to get harder, though. his idea of having a fight over the subpoenas. And we see Nadler. Nadler is this guy. He should change his name to Natter. He's nattering. And Adam Schiff, his last name should be changed from S-H-I-F-F to S-H-I-T-T, because that's what he's full of. We have a situation where the Democrats are not trying to govern. They're not trying to do, bipartisan work to try to do things good for the American people, like reducing drug costs and health care costs and portability and control the border. And they know it's a crisis, though. Even Democrats are admitting to the fact it's a crisis there. Not even Trump's doing the right thing, so, on that. He sent the troops down there with concertina wire to the border. He sent the troops down with concertina wire to the border without bullets. I mean, don't do that, buddy. If you're going to send the troops down, send them into Mexico at the Guatemalan-Mexican border and tell the Mexican government you're going to invade and you're going to start taking out the drug cartels in Mexico because they're the local government in Mexico. It's a narco state, Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they crossed our border. We have a right to go in 10 miles so that we don't get stuck with a permanent bill and injury to the American people. That's it, period. And I agree with you having a tariff on everything that comes from Mexico. I'd make it higher until they gave us, a zone inside the Mexican territory so that those people don't get all of these phony rights that the globalists have the Democrats insisting on. So that that ends right now. We go in, 10 miles or 20 miles or whatever it takes in order to prevent their toes from dipping into the National Lawyers Guild and the American Bar Association and these big multinationals that want cheap labor and want to make a North American union. Let's protect our borders, do 20%, and cut it down to 10, depending on how many miles they give us. It has to be within reason, depending on what portion of the border you're at.
Yeah,
that area, this is a narco operation. This is a foreign operation. This is a fifth column operation. This is a Soros operation. These are the enemies of the United States. And if the government won't do it now, they're not going to do it later.
Well, we know Soros and his affiliates of billionaires supported these caravans, giving them bottled water, getting them buses. I mean, they're right now on this train called the Beast that goes from Guatemala all the way to the Mexican-American border. And so they're on the top of the train, which is dangerous as hell. First off, we don't want young kids to be brought up and act as a proxy, so the people that are coyotes are bringing in drugs and illegals, and then the kid is often shipped back to Central America so they can come back with another group to bring up more drugs. This is a business. People have to understand. We should stop giving people the ability to even apply for sanction, for amnesty, unless they come from their original country, not at the border, not at across the illegally coming into the country. And we have to also deal with the illegals that are already here in the country. They should not get citizenship, and there's not 11 million. According to research done by three major universities, it's at least 22 to 24 million. My guess, it's probably closer to 40 million. They're actually here illegally, and they should not get citizenship. They came here
should very kindly go to those countries that speak their language and have cultures close to them. They should not be wrenched in,
I have an alternative. They may be ensconced and deep into the American culture, but it doesn't mean they get citizenship. You need to give them a work visa, need to make sure they pay their taxes, and they don't get free benefits. The thing is, they don't get full citizenship. It's like in ancient Rome. There were a lot of people that lived and even traveled to Rome, but they never had Roman citizenship, okay? Similar thing needs to happen in America. What I see happening is the Democrats are so crazy, they want to promise everything. They're like Santa Claus that's got a big, red pack. And they're going to offer a free college and free health care and free homes and free this and free that. Who the hell is going to pay? And they're not talking about fixing the underlying problem. For example, I tried to talk to relatives that think they want to support Bernie Sanders. I'm thinking, okay, so you want to have universal health care. What you want is you want to have health care options to take care of the people who don't have insurance, and you want to reduce insurance costs. So there's several ways of doing that. First, you have to get rid of the Trial Lawyers Association, which is tied directly to the Democrats. The largest single group supporting the Democrats are trial attorneys. Second is big pharma and big corporations. The Democrats aren't free of big corporations. Look at Bernie Sanders. Look at Biden. Biden's son was making a big alliance with a big oil company in Ukraine. So you got to understand here, the Democrats are not free corporations, neither are the damn Republicans. Republicans want to have a continuous source of free labor, too, even though it's hurting black and Hispanics and hurting the population of bringing in criminals across. And people don't understand. These criminals, by the way, are often supported by local governments. For example, people don't know that they actually have guillotines and weapons brought in here, distributed to the drug cartels and so on, because they're working in conjunction with the SAD, Special Activity Division. So on up in LA, they have thousands of drug cartel people, often people who are former El Salvador. They got American citizenship because they did two tours of duty with our military, and now they're up there part of the drug cartels in Los Angeles, working with the SAD, Special Activity Division, maintaining the drug flow into the big cities and killing people. You know, people have to understand that the disease of drug addiction in America is to a great extent caused by us. We also don't have rehab afterward for our veterans that come back with post-traumatic stress disorder and so on. I know how to treat it, but do you think these doctors do? No, they're idiots.
No, they want to be farmed out to the prison system, which is another moneymaker and free labor.
Well, look at George Bush Sr. George Bush Sr. and the Carlyle Group all know the prison systems. The private prisons in this country was why there's more people in prison in America than any other country on earth. Now, I don't mind minor felons, you know, people that had possession of marijuana voting. But people that created serious crimes like you know, murder, theft, rape, whatever, they should never get to vote again. They should be done, okay?
The idea that anybody says,
like when you see them shaking his hands and making his angry eyes, Bernie Sanders Claus or Kamala Harris said we should have a conversation. No, you're an idiot. You're supposed to be an attorney. We're the attorney general. You're an idiot to say you want criminals or psychotics to actually vote for your leaders in your state or your country. You're crazy.
Well, Kamala Harris should never be separated from the fact that she was the intern for Ellen Cranston, a trilateralist, one of the founding members with Brzezinski and Rockefeller, and he was also the centerpiece for FBI undercover agent Carl Prussian, named Ellen Cranston as one of the key figures in the state of California. And that's why I think, in addition to having maybe a 10-mile or 15-mile zone in which American troops can occupy to protect ourselves so that we don't have to pay for any little tippy toe that gets inside our border, I think that the three states on the Mexican border, Texas, California, and New Mexico, their National Guard should be nationalized and used on the border. Right now, the National Guard in California is part of Governor Brown and Newsom's New Pacifica Red Chinese Communist State, and we just heard that the New Mexican governor just attacked people defending themselves by people crossing the border in New Mexico. The hell with that. We got a national government that's required by the Constitution to protect our borders. Let's nationalize these guards, get them down there, end this thing today.
Right. In fact, what's happening is the states are actually pulling back from literally letting the people that are part of the National Guard for doing their job. And Trump should actually become much more aggressive in this. And I wanted to see him go up necessary to even martial law. I'm not afraid of Trump doing martial law. I think Trump needs to do something really serious here. We're going to have, right now, we have more than, all the way to the end of near, not even the end of April, we have almost 500,000 people here, more than the entire number of people that came last year. All right, so.
Well, I've been alerting G. Edward Griffin for 4 years now about the formation of this Pacifica, which is Oregon, Washington, California, and Western Nevada, into a communist red Chinese state. They intend to abolish the Constitution. They're open about it. And these are the people in power, and you find all the same connections to California Forward, which is Common Cause, which is Rockefeller and Panetta and all the boys, and then Lenny Mendonca, who belongs to the Committee for Democratic some darn thing, advocates getting rid of 80% of the local governments. They're ready to impose martial law. So if Trump doesn't measure up or his advisors don't get HEP, the whole country's going to be crushed. They're going to be surprised. Fort Sumter is about to happen, and I believe that Jesse Smollett was designed to be the igniting of riots across the United States as they were in the late 1960s. Right. And he is attached, and he's shown there giving the communist clenched fist with Kamala Harris, who was Alan Cranston's intern. And right. Jesse Smollett, I'm not sure how you pronounce that,
Smollett's mother,
Mother's Day, together with communist Angela Davis, who received the key to the city from Leon Panetta's campaign manager, Don Lane. So I don't know where the hell these intelligence agencies are. I don't know why Fox News or anybody else can't get to this information. I certainly don't.
Fox News, I call it false news, okay? The CNN and MSNBC are plainly, overtly communist, but the Fox News is communist, but they're sneaky about it. And people don't understand that Fox isn't any better in its ultimate results, the same way as Donald Trump. Donald Trump is pushing 5G network and recycled water. He's not doing his job in terms of protecting the border. The numbers have actually dramatically increased. He's actually, making silly statements like, Sleepy Joe. We need to be a lot more aggressive against these Democrats. When you talk about infanticide, see, the two reasons why Islam, if we don't have a nuclear war in the next, say, 40 years, Islam's going to take over Europe and America for two reasons. They protect the family, and they protect the unborn. I've got thought of a new name. Instead of the Weederly, I'm calling the Weebili. In other words, the we that are beings, Li. The Weebili, which are the unborn in Islam, if you try to do abortions there, they cut your hands and head off before Friday morning prayers. The family is considered by Islam and the Quran and so on the unit of their society. It's not in the West. The West is doing everything they can to attack and screw up families and make sure they have single mothers having multiple kids. Some guys in prison have 20 or 30 kids from multiple different women, and they actually send part of their Social Security check to the guy in prison who's actually the daddy for all these kids. People don't know this is an actual culture that the globalists want. They don't want a family. They eventually want to get rid of even wild reproduction so you can only reproduce in a laboratory by submitting either your gametes or getting a punch biopsy of your forearm to make ova and sperm. That's where they're all going. They want to have total control of population and they even want to control the genetics of the people that are reproduced. So if you have genes that make you likely to actually push against the establishment, they're going to genetically eliminate you from the gene pool. People don't believe this, but it's the truth, isn't it?
Overarching agenda, which is the Georgia Guidestone protocols, and they're happening. And all of this has been delivered to G. Edward Griffin's Freedom Force, with a bow tied on it, with the hardcore evidence. And you've seen a lot of it. A lot of it's on my website, and we've talked about it.
G. Edward Griffin must be compromised now because he's a smart man. He wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island years ago. I've had him on my show. He understands this enough. He must be a very afraid person. Look, if you're afraid personally what they're going to do to you, you're not. You shouldn't be in the fight. It's like being a Delta Force guy. If you're afraid of dying in battle, you don't need to be in battle because you're going to be careful enough and stupid enough in your actions. You're going to put yourself and your confreres and your troops with you in danger. You have to be fearless to enter the battle and come out alive. If you aren't fearless...
Well, I've always admired him and pushed his books since 1966, his Fearful Master, and later I bought cases of the Creature from Jekyll Island, but he never updated it, even after Sutton showed that the first head of the Federal Reserve was Pierre Jay, Skull and Bones, the guy, the head of the New York Federal Reserve from 1929 to World War II. And I think you would consider the Depression and the Second World War important. He has no reference to Skull and Bones or to Parashim, which is the Jewish society, secret society, which included Brandeis and Felix Frankfurter and other friends of Alger Hiss, who was the first acting head of the United Nations in San Francisco. And, of course, he was defended by William Bundy, Skull and Bones, and by the communists on the left and the so-called intelligentsia on the right. And how can he ignore this and do it? I've been urging some of the Birch Society to do the same thing. And if you look at my recent letter to the editor, they had they reviewed an article in December in the New American praising William Howard Taft.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. welcome back. So, Gary, let's go through some other facts. Let's go through the candidate list and some of the crazy things that they're saying. We see Buttigieg trying to say he didn't agree with some of the other things, but he's trying to attack Vice President, our current Vice President. I'm thinking, where did this come from? And when you hear the comments back, I watched Tucker Carlson encouraged basically our Vice President knows Buttigieg and had nothing negative to say against the man. He tried to see if maybe he didn't like him because he was gay. Guess what? Gays and transsexuals and so on are actually more welcome in the Republican Party than they are in the damn Democrats. They're starting to realize this, aren't they? They're starting to understand.
Well, the California delegation for years. In fact, I had campaigned for him to knock out a Democrat way down in Torrance, Southgate, someplace like that. And the guy ended up marrying his chief executive, who was a male. He joined the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was flying around with Clinton and Air Force One. And
right.
The Republicans in the state of California voted to make him the head of the California delegation, and that's because of George Pratt Schultz Bohemian Club, that is interchange directorate with the Commonwealth Club, major supporters of the
Let me make a dramatic statement here. Most of the alternative sexual behavior, I think, is toxicological, not social. I think social follows it. But the left and the globalists are supporting gay and lesbian and so on, not because they like them or because they want to help them or because they believe the alternative lifestyle is a good thing. They're doing it because they want to destroy the family. People have to understand that normal biological reproduction requires a man and woman. Unless you have artificial reproduction with, you know, artificial uteri or putting the fetus in an animal and then delivering it at a certain period of time. And so the ultimate thing is they're not supporting gay and lesbians, which, by the way, people like Trump totally supported. He told, what's his name, the former athlete, come on down and use my bathrooms. I don't care. What I see happening, though, is the trans movement is actually wiping out women's athletics. I think they should have a third athletic group. If you're a trans male and you're now female, you should have your own trans people you're competing against, not females. Females are not equivalent to trans females that have been male before. They're not. The genetics...
Yeah, well, there's always been a certain percentage of... You know, people that way.
I don't mind that. To be honest with you, I don't mind it at all.
Exactly.
I just think we need to have another category, that's all. And then
yeah.
They can have their own category. See, I think what we should start understanding is, and I've seen this in the past, I've seen families where the parents are gay, male and female, and they're better parents than crazy, nutball, straight couples that are abusive to their children. So this idea that they're universally bad is, again, remember, the globalists and the Democrats and the people that are behind them aren't supporting them because they really like alternative lifestyles. They're trying to destroy the family because the state wants to be the parent. That's the real issue here. People have to understand, when we hear people like Bernie Sanders Claus, we have 180 million Americans that already have health insurance. Now we want to reduce the costs and copays, which I can do with simple things like getting rid of malpractice, having cross-border competition, publishing the prices of things, putting doctors on an hourly wage so cardiac surgeons pay the same. You can make it income neutral. Let's say we figure, okay, this guy wants to earn $500,000 a year or $1 million. Okay, we work out an hourly wage to say 40 hours a week. We calculate back how much dollars that is. And it doesn't matter if he's cutting or cracking your chest or doing an artery transfer from your vein transfer from your leg to your heart. Pay him the same whether he's cutting you or he's actually doing a procedure or looking at an x-ray. Then the procedure levels will drop. Same thing with radiology, primary care. Pay them an hourly wage that's doable, and then also pay their staff separately so the doctor gets paid separately. Then if you have uninsured people, have a value-added tax and just simply or rent a room in the local hospitals to take care of the people who don't have insurance. That simple. Then everybody's covered. Also make it a law that everybody in the country has catastrophic insurance. The government pays, okay? Catastrophic. And you set it up so the insurance carriers would have to absorb that cost, and the government pays the difference. So no one ends up with catastrophic. Everybody has a catastrophic insurance. People don't want insurance at all, don't want to buy it. It's up to them, but they still have catastrophic, and then they can pay as they go to see a doctor. It's that damn simple, isn't it? Also make sure doctors are only paid an hourly wage, so you don't have fee-for-service, so insurance carriers who try to act like pseudo-gods tell the doctor what they can and can't do. Doctors can then innovate because they just started paid an hourly wage. So they want to do innovative care. They put in iPads 3 hours with the patient. It's nobody's business but the patient and the doctor, except when they're doing abortion, which is not the mother's right to kill the baby, because if you destroy families, you end up destroying society. This idea that it's women's rights, no, it's not women's rights. This is human rights. I call them the we-b-lee, the we-b-lee. They're human beings once they're conceived. And if you destroy that, you're going to create transhumans. The big movie that's coming up this weekend is The Avengers. Now, you have to understand, these are all transhumans. Now, I'm sharp enough and smart enough that I could be involved with doing transhuman research. I have a background in genetics and advanced chemistry. They tried to recruit me 41 years ago to work on a project with DARPA to create transhumans at UCLA. Okay? So they wanted to create a female cyborg super swarm, warrior force. People say, well, they can't do that. I think, you know what? You're an idiot, and there's no cure except the Darwin effect. What's that, Dr. Deagle? It's called death. You're so stupid, you're going to die stupid. Okay? You have to understand, when I say something, take it to the freaking bank. And if you want to argue with me, have the cojones to call into the show live or email me. And I'm going to give you peace of my mind, and it's not going to be pleasant. Because I don't give an anesthetic when I do an intellectual vivisection. I take what my intellectual bone saw and bone separators and scalpel and lasers, and I cut you up, okay? Because people that think they know better, they better be ready to defend themselves just like a superhero. You know, I'm not Superman. I can't fly at the speed of light. But intellectually and spiritually, I am Superman. I am an Avenger. Avenger against lack of logic, decency, common sense, and humanity. Against all groups, including Muslims, who are being persecuted, and they're also suicidal, because the Muslims that are doing these terror attacks eventually are going to cause Israel to use the Samson effect, and millions, maybe billions of Muslims are going to die in a thermonuclear flash caused by Israel and our allies. That's coming, isn't it? And these stupid Muslims don't understand that that's what their end is. They're not going to get 70 virgins and life in Allah, with Allah and everything and go to the seventh heaven. They're going to die, and they're going to go to annihilation. God's going
to
annihilate.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, why shouldn't they get the 70 virgins? That's what they're...
Well, I'll tell you why, because there's only one truth. There's only one truth. Allah is not the God. In fact, he's the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. Did you know that? Allah is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're trying to say he is, but he's not. And he had three daughters, by the way, but he had no son. In fact, there's a scripture in Arabic around the stone of Abraham inside the Mosque of Omar, on not on the Temple Mount, but the Fortress of Antonius. The Fortress of Antonius is not the Temple Mount. That's BS. The temple area was actually below the eastern gate of the Temple of Antonius that had 10,000 Roman troops and their supporting staff. So this is crap. There's a western Wailing Wall. Everything was destroyed by all of the Roman historians, so there was not even a stone cast upon another. It was completely destroyed, just like Jesus prophesied. So what people start understanding, there's not a wavering in this. There's not like a second truth or a third truth or an opinion. It's just the way it is. And the problem is, there's nicer people than me going to hell. Okay? Nicer people, and there's badder people than me that are murderers that are going to repent in prison. And before they go to the death row, they're going to heaven because they've repented. People don't know that, do they? They don't understand the equity of God in terms of grace and passion and judgment. They don't get it. That doing evil in your own eyes, even if you're a member of the these people that are riding around little trucks and so on with the Shriners, doing good things for kids, that's doing what's right in your own eyes. It's not good. It's evil. It's a very nice, flavoring, smelling sense of evil. Even the high-level Masons. Donald Trump is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. He's doing what's right in his own eyes. He's screwing up. He's listening to globalists that want to push 5G network and now 6G. But he's not a Christian. And as he is right now, if Donald Trump died, he's not going to heaven. He's going to the place of annihilation because he's doing what is right in his own eyes, the very definition of evil. Now, I think he's a good man in terms of our human kind of levels that we judge whether you're a good Muslim or communist or whatever. Just like Vladimir Putin probably thinks he's a good man because he has a Russian Orthodox pastor or priest follows him around all over the place supporting his communist crazy totalitarianism. But the fact is, it's the definition of evil, isn't it?
Well, we saw how Rockefeller used the Baptists to go in foreign lands in order to implement law in order to take away what used to be common property to tribes so that other people could establish a stake on the claim and then, you know, turn it over to the cartels. But one of the things I wanted to mention, we were talking earlier, is...
That's why we see under Trump, for example, they're going to put the carve up Venezuela and Cuba. And they're not going to carve it up to give it over to the people. Under Trump, they're going to carve it up to give it over to the bankers and the globalists.
Yeah, and they'll have their international socialists who they're trying to supplant with their current communists. So, I declared one. But the coalition that gave us another 20, 25 years was driving these globalist nuts is that their timetable keeps getting pushed back. And the coalition that really messed them up was the one in actually Southern California that stopped Nelson Rockefeller from getting the nomination for the President of the United States. And that coalition consisted of hardcore fundamentalist Christians, intellectual conservatives, and there were gays and homosexuals in there that wanted individual choice and believed that was important, and as did, the fundamentalist Christians and the intellectual conservatives believe that everybody should have that freedom. And if we don't have freedom of will, we can't really sin except that we're, denying our humanity at its very core. So it doesn't have to do with all the labels they're putting on us. All those labels are to corral and separate and destroy freedom and push everybody into groupthink, and again, what you mentioned earlier is the overall protocol. They're designing us to go into chaos and anarchy and into the Georgia Guideline Protocols, which is elimination of billions of people. And
let me explain my role. Have you ever gone to a bridal shower place, let's say in a shopping mall or strip mall?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, but if you've gone to one, you'll see fancy clothes for the bridal shower for the bridesmaids and everything. My job is to be the believer, human believer's bridal shower place where you actually get your garments ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, what God's doing is going to bring about what's called the Edenic Covenant. Now, in Eden, eternality coexisted with the everlasting. The everlasting also is not a fairy tale. The everlasting is where there's time-space. So Adam and Eve exist in time-space, and God exists in eternality. To God, there's no past or future. There's no time, and there's no dimensions of size. God is coexistent, eternally knowledgeable about everything that ever was or will be, and there's no such thing as time to God, or size. Okay, people need to understand that. One of the things he told me before I came back from the dead at 8.5 years of age is, our known universe, 460 quadrillion galaxies, is an elemental particle and a hydrogen atom and a water molecule and a butterfly, where our God is still God in another vast universe. And every particle inside us is another vast universe where God is still God. People don't know that. They don't understand there's no limit to God. He can incarnate in a billion worlds and still be God. One God. Not three gods like they do in the so-called Masonic religions. Yabalon, the creator God, Baal Osiris, the God of the Baal, which is why they talk about the Bar Association, because only Baals, like the Magna Carta, could own any property. And Osiris, the God of the Underworld, which actually is a ceremony we have at Christmas. Christmas isn't about Christ, it's about Osiris, where the sun stops in the sky and dances for 3 days, and we actually see the resurrection of the going from the underworld back into the real world. That's Osiris, because it's another allegory based on the situation with Semiramis and Nimrod. Right in the book of Genesis. You can read it yourself. It's not Deagle's theory. It's in your Bible. What people need to understand here is the definition of evil, according to Genesis 3, is doing what is right, not wrong, in your own eyes.
Check out Carly Simon's song, That's the Way It Should Be. And also go to www.news-expose.org. Thanks.